Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the No Point Podcast. I'm Chippy Bree. This is my brother and a good friend. Who are you?
Thank you for saying good friend.
Well, not to confuse with the bad friends I have. A lot of those.
Yeah, but like brother and good friend felt like it wasn't necessary, but you're like, you know what? I get both titles, and I like it.
You do have both titles. You have both titles. More the brother than the good friend.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you know, you didn't have
sorry
to
Sorry about
that.
Right, so what whatever. Do you do for a living, Francis?
What do I do for a living? Yeah. I sit on a roof and I tell jokes.
You're the roof guy?
I'm the roof guy.
The one with the blanket?
No, that's the one.
That's the one?
That's the guy.
I recognized you. I didn't recognize you without the blanket. It was really the fact that he's wearing our merch with himself on his shirt, which is a bit egotistical,
if you ask
me. I've
actually heard that's a problem. People say, but I own the shirt. I'm not going to not wear it.
Who told you this is a problem?
It was our friend Jerry who said, you know, it's kind of weird when you wear your own merch. And I said, you don't wear your own merch? Because he also has merch. And he goes, no, I'd never wear my own merch. And I go, but like, you're kind of like a bulletin board. And also, if you don't wear it, how do you expect other people to wear it? You have to like it. And now, he like strictly wears his own merch. Like, not only did I win a debate, have you ever won an argument? And then saw the person change after it? Like, that was kind of it.
You know
I love these shirts. I wear them anywhere.
You know what else is very funny? Jerry wears our merch. Like,
yeah.
He wears our merch.
But
so
he
to
thought
wear
that was
a shirt,
more normal.
Yeah, to wear a shirt that he likes our merch. So
yeah.
You should like our merch. Guys, welcome to this episode of No Point Podcast. We have a very special episode for you guys. We have a guest on the show today, a fellow TikToker, somebody that we just met at VidCon 2 weeks ago. We just got back from VidCon. And we had a few stories we thought we'd tell with this person. Bridget B. Swift on TikTok or Instagram. So
13.
She's... B Swift 13. Sorry, I forgot the number.
I know.
My God.
As a guy named Francesmo 10,
you
the
gotta
number
remember
is very
the
important.
Number. So we hope you guys enjoy this episode of what's our podcast?
It's the No Point Podcast, where we talk about everything, anything, and nothing all at the same time. It's pretty impressive.
Roll the intro.
Here's a show for the broskies, fellas, and ladies. Still safe to play around the babies. Whether you're 18 months or 80. A lot of trash talk, but nothing shady. Two bros, Francis and JP, talk about everything, anything, and nothing. This is something you could laugh to daily. No Point Podcast, man, it's crazy.
Hello, boys and girls. Let's welcome into our podcast our guest today. Bridget, would you like to say hello?
Hello.
Hello? That was all you had to say about yourself?
I want to say hello. That was it.
That was it.
I was just nervous. When you introduced a guest, there was like a 5% chance you were going to swing it to me. And I just didn't want to be demoted like that. I thought for sure you were there was a new person on the screen. People want to replace me. I thought this is what it was.
Were you not the guest?
No. You swung it to her. It's too late.
I thought you were
late.
The guest.
She's
See,
the
that's
guest.
The problem.
I'm co-host.
So Bridget, who are you? Anything about yourself you'd like to share before we get going?
I'm Bridget.
Nice.
Great. Guys, we know so much about Bridget. Let's move on.
We only met 2 weeks ago, so you don't know much about me yet.
that's true. She could say anything here. We have no... Everything's a new story to us.
I have so many stories, and you would have no idea.
We met Bridget... the first day of VidCon, when we were just in California,
And
Bridget was stuck with us for the rest of the VidCon. So we just got back VidCon, and now we have a whole bunch of stories we're excited to share, and some of them involve poor Bridget. we feel really bad for her, so we thought we'd bring her on. You might know Bridget from TikTok or Instagram or wherever you consume content. Bridget, what are you on those social medias? What's your social media handle?
I'm BSwift13, like Taylor Swift, but BSwift.
And was 1 through 12 taken?
I just like 13, I guess.
Okay.
No. I as a person with a username that has a number in it, I it felt good to say that joke. Like, it felt like revenge.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Now, are you related to Taylor Swift, or did you just really passionate to take her name?
I wish. No, I just really wanted to take her name and be like, this is my identity now.
Yeah, you were just hoping when people, like, Googled Swift... they'd accidentally get you.
All my followers.
That was genius.
Taylor Swift will send you a cease and assist letter any day now, Bridget.
Honestly, then I'll have her, like, then it's like fan mail.
You'll frame it. You'll be like, this is the best day ever.
Exactly.
You'll like go to court, like you'll be like, please take a picture of the courtroom, please, please, when they lock me up.
So Bridget was stuck with us on this trip to VidCon. We had to share many encounters, and one was we were going to the Instagram night out, which was a party Instagram through, and me, Bridget, Francis, and Thomas, Scrobro, some of you might know Scro from our Twitch live streams, we shared an Uber ride, a legendary Uber ride together. Would you say so, Bridget? Was it legendary?
It was legendary.
That's all.
It was. I agree.
Basically, I wasn't stuck with you guys. I kind of inserted myself in your friendship. It was the four of you, and I was like, hey, guys, you're my friend now. So, of course, we're taking this Uber together.
We're taking this Uber together, and have you ever, just out of random, ever got a potential brand deal out of an Uber ride before, or is this a first for you?
This was a first. It was a story to remember.
See, the issue is I think it's just a story to remember to us. I feel like California, that's just normal. You know what I mean? Like, brand deals and Ubers, you know what I mean? Because, like, we literally had another Uber, and we're probably not going to talk about it much, but, like, we had another Uber ride, and literally the guy says, I'm not an Uber driver, which is the scariest thing an Uber driver can tell you, all right? Because what the heck is he, a kidnapper? Like, that's the only other option to make.
No, he was a marketing executive who was driving Uber at VidCon and hoped to run into influencers.
Like, that's a good tactic.
Yeah, it's just like a weird thing. But imagine like going into work and they're like, what do I have to do today as a marketing? And they're like, Uber drive. And you're like, I really got that degree for nothing, huh?
So we get into this Uber and the guy has a little bit of an accent and he basically goes, so are you guys famous? And there's no good answer to that. You either have to admit or lie. Bridget kind of did both.
Yeah, there's an or there, but she went with and.
Like he knew, so I feel like he might have been a marketing guy too. Also moonlighting as an Uber driver, like he knew like people getting in his car were gonna be famous.
Yeah, do you think he knew the party was that night and he just couldn't get on the list? Like, because he knew exactly what was going on.
Yeah, he goes, are you guys famous? And Bridget, what did you tell him?
I just went with it immediately. Of course, I mean, when these things happen, you just gotta go with it. We talked about doing bits all week. So you just have to go with it. I said, well, yeah, I have 27 million subscribers on YouTube.
What a number. What an absolute number. Like, 27 million is not a reasonable lie. Like, that's way more, like, that's, like, we'll know you, famous. Like, that's like, top 100. Yeah, like, that's top 100 YouTubers.
Bridget, how many subscribers do you have on YouTube, just so we can...
Why are we doing this?
Well, I'm just curious.
5,000.
5,000. That's a respectable number.
5,000. Nobody has 5,000. Really? Like, if you actually think about, like, YouTube as a whole, there's probably, like, 5,000 creators that have more than 5. I don't know how many.
I'll tell you, not many have 27 million like Bridget.
Yeah, there's, like, 5 up there. But that's the number she went with. He was on board immediately. But the greatest thing about this was to explain how you had 27 million.
No, because you have to go back for a second, because she didn't naturally bring up how she had 27. She misheard this man.
Yeah, this was a whole thing. You're jumping ahead.
My bad. I'm so sorry.
So, Bridget, what question did he ask you after you said you had 27 million subscribers on YouTube? Which is a lie from about 27 million.
Well, apparently, Francis, I'm already in the top 5,000 YouTubers, so...
Yeah,
exactly.
I think so. I really do.
So what question were you asked, Bridget?
So he asked if I ever had done brand deals, or if I would ever consider doing brand deals. And we were like, oh, like, do you run a company? Like, what are you, like, looking for us to promote for you?
I think you're jumping ahead first, too, Bridget.
Okay, you can tell me.
Yo, JB's well, no. Like, JB really wants the next line to be like, then he took a breath.
No,
then I took a breath.
I already mentioned that he had an accent, because the question he asked was, do you ever do free ads?
Oh, see, listen, you guys know that I've had some head injuries, so there's and stories sometimes, so you lead me up to it. Free ads.
No, they asked free ads, and I believe you heard feet ads.
No, it was when he... Well, then we said, what did you promote? And he said, sweets. So that sounds like feats, too. So it was just a lot of, like, I really thought he was trying to get me to do politics.
I really, you know, you were like, it's how it always leads. Like, you were like, I've been hurt before. I know where this goes.
But you're to not clarify, fooling me. She doubles down. Because now, right now, in this Uber scenario, what's going through your head, and correct me if I'm wrong, you think this man is asking you, with 27 million followers, if you ever do feet pics.
And, like, that's impressive because he's only really seeing you through a rear-view mirror. So, like, for him to think, like, I need her pics. Like, my objects look closer than they appear, you know what I mean? Like,
so is that what's going through your head, Bridget?
Yeah, and I was like, how can I really go with this story? So
yeah, because the next things that come out of your mouth are fantastic. Just beautiful. You're like, yeah. Yeah, feet pics are what it is. And you were like, and the next thing might be the most confusing thing I personally got out of the car ride, and still sticks with me, is you go, 13 million of my 27 million are because of feet. Which, that's half. That's a big number. And that's a lot of people. Like that. But where are the others coming from?
My great personality.
You're just, like, it's, are you mostly feet? Are you half and half? Like, I'm intrigued.
It's like, well, my content is my personality, but then the 13 million, they DM me, and that's where the comes from. So they're basically just fans to support me, but then separately I give them the feet content.
And this is what makes complete sense of why you heard feet, because it's happened to you 13 million times.
Yeah.
At that rate.
To clarify, once again, in this fictional story that you completely made up to this Uber driver, because she does not sell feet pics or has even considered it, but this man now thinks you get 13 million DMs about it a day. How would you respond to 13 million DMs asking you for feet pics?
Oh, I have a team.
both question, like, though, because he did indeed, though, ask, do you ever do free ads? Which is an odd question, just in general. Like, that's like saying to somebody, hey, do you ever do, like, free, you know, retail work?
This is your job, but you'll do it for free, right?
Yeah, like, that's just what you do, right? Like, you're just, I love ads.
In an Uber?
So he's promoting sweets.
Yeah.
That's the question, not feet.
But if he was promoting feet, he would be lucky to run into Bridget.
Sign me up. Contract. Yeah.
At this point, he's most interested in Bridget because everybody else gave him real.
I was too.
But everybody else gave him real follower accounts, which Bridget has a lot of followers on TikTok, but she didn't go with that. No, she went with 27 million on YouTube. And then Thomas.
Thomas did lie. Okay, but the issue was Thomas didn't get how much we were lying, because Thomas went first.
Yes,
by how many followers you had, and Thomas is like, I'm gonna be cool. I'm gonna say a lie too, and he's like 300,000,
which Thomas has about 100,000.
Yeah, and then so he was like 300,000, and then all of a sudden Bridget, like a freight train. 27 million.
And then Thomas tried to correct her. Thomas was like, what? No?
Well, go with it, Thomas. I know we just met, but like...
Yeah, I believe it.
That's a devastating, like, when you're trying to, like, lie and then somebody hits you with that. You're like... Like, all of a sudden, it was kind of like we were playing, like, poker. And, like, we were playing, like, $5, $10. And you went, I'm all in, and put a stack on the table.
I got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
But the thing is, too... He was actually promoting the sweets, like baked goods and stuff. And he was like, Thomas said his number. And he's like, oh, yeah, for that amount, you just get a free slice of pie. You don't get a whole cake.
He's doing a free ad to 300,000 people. And this guy's like, I mean, I'm about to get someone with 27 million to do it for me. Why do I even want this guy?
Three tiers, but he gets a slice of pie.
Yeah. He had the audacity. He goes, all right, I'll send the girl a cake. I'll send you guys maybe a pie, and maybe the guy in the back gets a slice, which is pretty messed up. Thomas didn't need to go through that. He could have lied.
He did. He just didn't lie as well. He should have won with it. Also, like, the greatest thing was, like, what do you guys do? And he was like, I golf. I'm comic. Feet pics. Like, it was... It's like, how did these three get together? Like, there's no... Just we were sharing an Uber.
That's how it started. We didn't know each other. We all just got in the same Uber. We're all in the same place, so may as well carpool.
None of us took the deal, which, looking back on it, would really have completed the story.
Did you consider it, Bridget? Would you have taken the sweet deal? So, just to clarify a lot this podcast, but he said he wanted our addresses. Because he said, how long are you guys in L.A.? I'll send you a cake to wherever you're staying. Thomas, just a slice. And he was like, you make a video of you eating my cake and promote it. So how likely were you to actually take this deal, Bridget?
At that point when he's asking for, I mean, he already knows where we're going. We were going to the hotel. He already knew we were staying. So, like, get a free cake out of it. Why not?
Like, what am I, how does he see the video going? We met an Uber driver. Or, like, especially you.
I would just post it on my story, slap a filter on it, tag them in it, boom.
No, 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 but, like, he thinks you just do feet pics.
He wants you to stick your feet in that.
Yeah, like, how is possibly the...
considered this.
You're just like, hey, I'm sorry to interrupt, you know, my story of usual feet pics. But here's a cake.
Enjoy.
Not sponsored, but technically ad.
Hashtag gifted.
Made a friend, might delete.
But we are loyal friends.
Yeah.
And as many of you know, Jerry, Tony the Toxic Owl, he's not with us right now on this podcast. And he wasn't with us in the Uber, but we did spend the week in VidCon with him. We were trying to get him this brand deal. We thought maybe he could take the
brand deal. It seemed lucrative.
He has more followers than me, so he would have really promoted this cake.
He is an animator, though. So he probably would have to, like, drawn it. And then, like, how close is it to the real cake? You know what I mean?
Taste it. Be like, this is what it looks like in cartoon form if you guys want to go to this place in LA and get some sweets.
Yeah. He gave us his brand story, too. He was like, it's me and my fiance.
And they cook them.
And we bake them.
I think this is just as good as us actually receiving the cakes, because none of us took them up on the offer. Nobody requested a cake.
But nobody said no. Like, no was never said.
We should have taken it.
Yeah, we kind of, like, felt bad being like, no. So we all kind of just were talking more about it until the car ride ended and we could leave.
I think we said, Thomas, give him your friend's number. He'd be perfect for the deal.
Yeah.
I forgot that. See, I also had a bit to drink, too. So some of this is, like, coming back to me now.
You don't remember this.
I give him Bridget's number.
I found this out about Bridget. Bridget has a horrible memory. Like, it's goldfish level, like, memory.
I slept before this, so I remembered a bit more of the story.
Yeah. But the greatest thing about Bridget's memory is it's not like we have a friend, Ben, people probably know, whose memory is gone and just doesn't remember it ever happening. Bridget doesn't do that. Bridget fills in information where the gaps were. Like, she's like, no holes will exist. This is now gospel. Like, what I remember now is it. So, like, she would have half the story, but then, like, certain things would change and characters would change. And she's like, this is it.
What did you remember?
Well, I remember being in the car, right, talking to him from the rearview mirror.
Hot.
And him, I had 27 million subscribers, free ads. I don't remember that part. I remember it from Sweets, how we got Feats. So that part of my story is wrong. But now, when you say it, it comes back as feet ads. I'm like, oh, yeah.
13 million of them.
And I remember, what would a feet ad look like?
Could you give us a little sample for the podcast? If you did take them up on the offer, we'll give you full attention here. Could you mime an improvised 30-second ad for these
30
sweet...
seconds a lot. Let's give her 15.
It's a lot. People lose their, like, attention.
Yeah, 30 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
In ads.
All right, go, Bridget.
Well, do I have to do the feet?
No, no feet. No feet.
It's just gonna be the ad you would give this sweets guy.
Okay, I would have really gotten his free money's worth, and I would have walked. I would have gotten this cake, walked around the Hyatt, have someone film it for me. Walked JP. You're really good at filming, so you would have done that for me. Walked around the Hyatt and just had one fork. Asked different content creators if they wanted a bite of these sweets. So there would be like 30 different famous content creators all adding up to 27 million followers.
For free? That's a pretty good ad, honestly.
Right? Now, would you keep in, if somebody tried it and was just like, this is disgusting, because it is free, would you take that out or would you include it for respect?
I'm fake. I would take it out. Just for him.
I can't believe you lied.
Obviously, since the start of this, we know that I think I am a liar. So yeah.
I love it.
All right. Thank you for sharing that story, Bridget.
I'd like to talk to him. I want to get it, sweet sky. Get back in touch. I didn't know what I had till it was gone.
I'll do it. If you send me a cake, I'll do it,
yeah,
sweets.
Sweet Sky, in the car, I didn't have an idea. But, like, now a great one just came to me.
Do you still have his contact info?
I don't think we took it.
No, I do remember seeing his Instagram.
He pulled up his Instagram for us. Do you not remember that? He showed us the cake.
He showed us the cake.
He showed us. It looked okay.
It looked kind of dry.
I would hope he's a better baker than he is a decorator.
How dare you?
No.
He's giving
Sorry, I forgot you work with him.
Thank you for sharing that story, Bridget.
Thank you for listening to No Point Podcast. New episode every week. Make sure you follow on social media so you don't miss a single second to this total nonsense.